Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, a Conservative MP is under growing pressure after giving his colleagues' personal phone numbers to a stranger who targeted him in a spearfishing attack. But what is spearfishing and who might be behind it? That's after a short break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The texts came from someone calling themselves Charlie or Abby. They were unsolicited, casual, and flirty. "Long time no speak. How are you?" read one. "Hey stranger, miss seeing you around Parliament," read another. They even sent intimate pictures. Over a dozen people working in Westminster were targeted. Some didn't respond, or smelled a rat and reported the messages to the police. Others were flattered by the attention. They figured they must have met the person who was texting them, but had just forgotten about it. A few even sent intimate pictures of themselves in return. But one MP appears to have gone further than any other.
A senior Conservative MP has admitted his involvement in a honey trap sexting scandal targeting a minister and fellow MPs.
William Ragg is a senior Tory who's been an outspoken voice in Parliament since 2015.
He's often been quite sanctimonious, calling for colleagues to resign and being quite judgmental about colleagues who've had far more modest misdemeanors.
He was contacted on a dating app called Grindr by someone identifying as a man called Charlie, who claimed he'd worked with him. William Ragg exchanged explicit pictures, talked about meeting up for a drink. But then he says things took a turn. Charlie started asking for the numbers of other people in Westminster. Fearing that Charlie had compromising material on him, the MP obliged.
He was shopping his mates, and he sort of panicked, and in a desperate way to try and get himself out of it, he said, "Oh, look, if you leave me alone, if you don't go after me, I'll give you phone numbers of other gay MPs."
William Ragg admitted what he'd done to the Times newspaper. Here's Tortoise's political editor, Kat Neelan.
He told the Times they had compromising things on me. They wouldn't leave me alone. They would ask for people. I gave them some numbers, not all of them. I told him to stop. He's manipulated me, and now I've hurt other people. And then he goes on, "I've hurt people by being weak. I was scared. I'm mortified. I'm so sorry that my weakness has caused other people hurt."
The police and the Parliamentary Security Department are now investigating the messages sent to William Ragg and his colleagues.
"Hi, John. There's been a problem with your login info. Please follow this link and enter your last known password to resolve this issue."
Ever seen an email like this from a name that sounds familiar but you can't quite place? Or even from someone you know? Here's hoping you didn't click the link.
On the internet, everything is not always as it seems. And one type of online deception is called spearfishing. It's a targeted attack where the perpetrator tries to get sensitive information by pretending to be someone they're not. It's nothing new. It was a spear phishing attack that led to Hillary Clinton's emails being leaked in the run-up to the 2016 US election. Russian hackers sent Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, a spoofed email that looked like it was coming from Google.
That email was then forwarded to Podesta's chief of staff, who sent it along to the campaign's IT team. Their response? Quote, "This is a legitimate email. John needs to change his password immediately."
Podesta entered his password on the fake page, and the rest is history. Similar attacks have gained confidential information about the gymnast Simone Biles and intimate photos of the actor Jennifer Lawrence. and the world of romance scams is even older. In the 1980s, an Israeli nuclear whistleblower was captured after a female intelligence agent posed as an American tourist called Cindy. The intelligence agent lured the whistleblower to Rome, where he was drugged and taken back to Israel. So, who might have been talking to William Ragg and his colleagues? We'll have more after the break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's unsettling about the Westminster attack is how little we know about the perpetrator. Here's Aubrey Allegretti, who broke the story about William Ragg for The Times.
We know that William Ragg was almost sort of facilitating the exchange of these numbers and therefore what they were being used for, but we don't really know anything about the third party he was passing these numbers to.
There's no evidence, so far, that the attack was the work of a hostile foreign state, but it is a legitimate fear. Last week, the German Foreign Ministry told tourists to be careful about going on dates in Russia with someone they met online. And Britain believes China was behind a cyber attack that compromised the personal details of 40 million voters. Neither Russia nor China have yet been linked to the attack against William Ragg and his colleagues. Some Tories, including the Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, have come to the defence of William Ragg after he admitted his role in enabling the spear phishing attack to spread.
I think the events of the last few days have been a great cause for concern. The MP involved has given a courageous and fulsome apology.
But Downing Street is under growing pressure to take action after the Tory MP Andrea Jenkins said she was targeted and accused William Ragg of unforgivable behaviour. "Why are they protecting Ragg? It's bizarre," Jenkins told the Telegraph newspaper. "I'm a mother and he shouldn't be handing out anybody's numbers." For now, William Ragg still has the whip. He hasn't stood down from any positions. Whatever happens, he won't be an MP for much longer. In 2022, he announced he wasn't standing in the next general election. But if it turns out that a hostile state was behind the attack, his position may become untenable. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Xavier Greenwood.
Tortoise. Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.